Caribbean Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Jay and Kenny in your company. And you know how we like to do it. Nice, light, and breezy. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of big winners and losers from the weekend in the world of sports. We had some of our athletes showing out in track and field.
That's
we
right.
We had the saga offseason. And the NBA and NCAA playoffs and the tournament is shaping up nicely, but you know what I like to say, like, hey, this is a breath of fresh air. This is a break from the politics. I don't want to hear about the monarchy and the duchess and the duke and how they only paved the road for them and they got junk canoe and we ain't had junk canoe in 2 years. I don't want to hear any of that.
Talk about that in the next hour. Not right now.
And as promised,
right now we're getting hands on.
And as promised, you can join in at the tail end of the show, the last 10, 15 minutes, and we could go home and talk about anything you want to talk about, but we got to get there first. So I'm going to set the tone, my producer. Set the tone for me.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor bro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with me, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. They'll wait to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay.
Gotta get jiggy with it. Will Smith, and a little bit of hot water. Shout out to him for winning his Oscar award. Don't shout out to him for what he did before that.
He was very open.
Very, very open-handed.
Yes.
But winners and losers for the week. Right now, we're dealing with winners right now.
Yeah.
Because our athletes are all winners.
They still balling on our track, baby.
Track and field. Cousin Strong.
Hey, a lot of them Strongs, they're doing work.
What is up with you and your family? Like, just dominating everywhere.
I appreciate them making their last name look good. They doing
she run,
work.
Antonique Strong. I said it right, Antonique.
Yeah, Antonique. World best in the 100.
World best.
10.99.
10.99, 100 meter.
Seventh female Bahamian athlete to go sub 11.
Seventh?
Yes. That's how good we've been doing in track over these years. 7-1.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. She handling business. In javelin, we got Keisha Armstrong. That dude had been pretty nice, breaking records. He broke the BISS record.
Under 20.
Yeah. 78.63 meters.
Javelin.
Yep.
Pretty good. What about
Rima Ottoba.
Ottoba.
Yeah.
Ottoba.
She broke her own record.
Mm-hmm.
At the Texas Relays, but she came in second. But that's fine. Once you get them personal best,
that's
what you need to do. You're improving. So kudos to you.
So Bahamian athletes continue to do it in track and field. Track and field should be one of the contenders for our national sport. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. We all run from speed bump to speed bump. Running in the road from speed bump to speed bump.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretending to be one of the golden girls or golden boys.
Got that first step.
Definitely dusting up the schoolyard.
Yeah, that's what it is.
With collegiate tournaments.
Uh-huh.
March Madness shaking out.
I feel so good right now because my team's still in it. You've been hating for the last 2 weeks and we still ride. We still standing. We still strong.
Cinderella story has come to an end.
Yeah.
You ruined the movie.
They beat the number one seed, but they couldn't deal with us because we bought that life. I'm sorry.
So You destroyed the Cinderella story.
Yeah, St. Peter's. Listen, I got respect for St. Peter's, bro. They beat teams with 50 and 70,000 fines, and they had as much fines in their gym as Air Valley throughout their season. They literally got Air Valley gym, they made it to the Elite Eight. I got respect for them, but we had to slap them up. Shout out to Will again. Campbell. We had to slap them up. More people have beat the UConn games than their stadium. Like, that's how small it is.
Last time we had Hugh Campbell?
I think they had it last year.
Did they?
I don't know.
We gotta check it. We gotta see what's going on with basketball. Yeah. In high school.
I mean, they're a night league coming back, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah. The fact that they had BAISS, we're trending.
It's not opening
in the
up.
Right,
we had flag,
direction.
And we actually had the crowd, so that was good. My team won, so I feel good right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, number 88.
The only team win, do me some justice over the weekend is the Lakers, but you know, that's a sad story.
We're
going
to get to the
I don't want to talk about it no more, bro.
Like, our team is in.
Their funeral already been held. I don't want to talk about it no more.
So, how many catches did you have?
I actually didn't have a catch, sir.
What do you mean you didn't have
a
catch?
That's the great part about it.
You didn't catch one ball?
I got one target. I did some
one
returns.
One target?
And we won. That's the best part about it.
So you're still in the doghouse with your team?
No, I'm not in the doghouse. But the best part about it is, if I ain't do nothing that we winning, when I get my normal production rate, you know, I'm seeing us so great. I'm great about that.
Where are you guys playing now? Are you still out
We
east,
still in the back
you're...
of Thomas A. Stadium.
Oh, so you moved to the Thomas A. Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nice. We got some texts early. Why Will Smith after what happened last night? You think he's R. Kelly? You think we're gonna cancel his music?
We're gonna talk
about Will and what I feel, what I think about the Will Smith thing, pop culture.
You can't cancel Will, man. That's one hard person to cancel. I'm sorry. You can't just do that to Will.
Okay, so this one's saying, great start to the show already. Does anyone want to take a bet the Nets won't make the playoffs?
It's looking rough, but
I'm not gonna count on KD.
I can't do that.
I'm not gonna count on KD
because of the teams that's there, but they have a long. They're like us. They're in ninth, so they gotta play twice to get in the playoffs. It's rough.
I think they're gonna make the play in, and now that Kyrie's fully
the play in is certified. They gonna be the play in.
They gonna make the playoffs.
We have issues trying to get in the play in as Laker fans, but the Nets gonna be in the play in. They in ninth and they got up two games on a ladder, so they straight. It's us who got the issues because we got all them teams who trying to get their seeding right. We got to play them in Bron Crime with the ankle, and AD we ain't know if he coming back, and Russell's just been trash all year. So go down 6 feet under and just call the season a wrap. I'm just saying, like, that's what it is.
This text is already on the ball with what we wanted to talk about in our free fall. But good morning, Jay and Kenny. I don't want to get jiggy with Will Smith until he apologizes to Chris Rock. And Chris Rock is behind with a lawsuit. Big Willie tarnish that great moment for King Richard and the Williams sisters.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Because we all know he has deep issues with his wife. Yeah, just the two of us. So
they had to put that there. That's slick, though. I like that.
I love it.
I like that.
I love
I like
the
that.
Contribution, and I agree.
I like how you're going to put in the song and everything at the end. I feel you.
I agree, and I'm going to we're gonna talk about the Will Smith
situation.
Yeah, we're
going to get there. Y'all keep talking about it, though.
You can keep texting.
We're going to get there.
You can text us.
You got to talk about that.
Definitely have to talk about it. That was a slap heard around the world. 422-4796. My mama would be proud.
I still feel like a quick effect when I slap.
323-6232-325-4316 or 325-4. And back to our list. So March Madness Final Four is set.
Yes.
We have Kansas versus Villanova, the 1 and 2.
That's how people think it always supposed to be, but
right?
Hey, that's
and
life.
And then you got Duke, KHK.
Coach K, we gonna ruin that man. We gonna ruin that man's dreams again. We done ruin his stadium dreams.
Is this the first time you guys have met?
This the first time we ever met them in the tournament, and this is his last hurrah. I love it. We're gonna send this man.
So what happens when he
home.
Beats you guys?
It's not happening, sir. We send this man home.
You sure?
Listen, they got some vengeance for us right now because we beat them, Coach K, last game in Duke on his floor. Coach K floor got beat.
I think they're motivated.
They've been motivated. Then they got beat. So what you trying to say now?
I think they're very motivated. They're not gonna allow their coach. Listen, you're not.
We ain't even supposed to be here. We was the 8th seed. We ain't supposed to be here. We got house money right now. You know what it is with the house money.
Yes.
He's like, man, I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no butterflies. Y'all got all the pressure. Y'all gotta make sure Coach K don't get the fade twice from his rival. We don't got to worry about it. All you got to do is kick your head and then slop y'all. Shout out to Will. Just got to slop y'all down. So, hey, we ain't got to worry about nothing. Just got to come there and ball.
All right, so you're not going to ruin Coach K's Netflix documentary, okay? Bro. He's going to come up with...
Okay? We beating them boys again. This ain't Disney.
Oh, wow. Tell Will Smith to go to hell. Wow. No pun intended.
Hey.
But he really needs to know how to act. Boy, these people really be upset with you,
we'll,
Will.
We're going to get light up for the rest of the month. I mean, it's whatever, though.
All right. People on social media need to learn from that slap-talking fool is a very serious thing. I don't agree with that. Oh, boy, this one. Our number one hater for the week. You guys still on the radio with this garb? Too bad. Yeah. I mean, if you don't like it, you can change stations. Something light in between for people to get into, to have different conversations about what they... Because people watch and are entertained 24 hours out of the week. Like, they need to let their... Everything does not revolve around politics, politicians, pastors, and social ills. There are other things to life. So get with it, okay? Sports happens to be one of those things. And speaking about sport, talked about you guys sending home those young people back to New Jersey.
I have to give a statement out because I can't stand how last week went because I got a lot of hell inside my group chats.
For what?
And I got a lot of annoyances from them flopping people in the water because they got Tyreek Hill. And I can't stand
it. Those Dolphins. We ain't even to the NFL yet.
Listen.
We're not there yet.
What are we talking about?
I want to go down.
What are we talking about?
I want to go down to the NBA first. I want to go to the NBA first.
We get back to them Dolphins. All right, cool.
We get back to those Dolphins and how they're freaking themselves out.
Oh, my God.
And the trade. The trade rumor.
I can't imagine them freaking out.
The trade rumor was crazy this weekend. That was a super trade rumor. But it was, right? So the NBA is looking like this. We have the East. Boston is number one.
It's very tight.
Well, they tied for number one with Miami, followed by Milwaukee, Philly,
and they tied.
Chicago, Toronto is up there, and then you have the play-in looking like Cleveland, Charlotte, and Brooklyn.
Tied.
I would love.
And Atlanta. Don't forget Atlanta.
Atlanta is there as well. I would love to see. I definitely want Brooklyn in. I don't think they have a decent playoffs without Brooklyn. But I would, out of Atlanta, Cleveland, and Atlanta, I would love to see the Charlotte Hornets.
I mean, for excitement purposes, I'd rather watch the Hornets or the Nets be there. But hey, they basically can't do that right now. Either way, they got to see each other. So one of them going to be out. Unless the Hornets win versus Cleveland, then they get the seventh seed. Then you get a chance to see both them teams in the playoffs. So it all depends on how things ride. But I don't think the Hornets going to beat the Cavs. They play too good defense. Their defense.
We have Phoenix Suns. They're
in the league of their own right now.
They clinched already. They got Chris Paul back.
They home court everywhere and CP back, and they just rolling.
Right. Memphis is doing well.
Yeah.
And even with Ja out.
Yeah.
You have Golden State, who I predicted would be a top five team.
Yeah, but they falling. Them and the Heat, both them falling off with grace right now. They're getting beat.
I think come playoff time, they could get their stuff together.
And Steph ain't back yet, so yeah.
Dallas.
Luka been hooping.
I expected them.
Yeah.
Utah is meh.
I've been hating on Utah for weeks now, but okay.
I've been hating on Utah since Jordan.
I mean, you know, I like Karl Malone, so cool. Like, it's fine.
Right. Denver, I think they're still a piece
away.
They
ain't got anybody yet. So you could say that they lose. They have two pieces they ain't back yet, and they still holding it down.
And then the play-in is looking like Minnesota. Yeah. Clippers.
PG back.
Clippers.
PG back.
It don't matter.
You cold with.
It doesn't matter. New Orleans.
I mean, they've been looking good since they got CJ. They just beat us. We was up 23, so I got
and our sorry behind. I mean, bringing up the rear.
If we allow Portland to get deserve nothing in life,
I don't think
Portland ain't even trying to win games. Bro.
I don't think LeBron.
They ain't even coming back.
I don't think LeBron wants to play in. I don't think he wants
to
play off.
He got a choice. You got yourself in that predicament. You ain't got a choice but not to play in 2 years straight. He didn't even want to play in nine in it every year. Rid of me that.
Since the bubble, yeah.
Yeah, rid of me that. But hey, it's life.
That's crazy. We got some texts coming in. There's more Will Smith stuff. Will Smith does not have a problem with other men doing other things with his wife and to his wife, but takes issue with Chris Rock making a joke.
I got one comment on that. The wife was smiling when they was doing them other things.
Stop it.
The wife was smiling when they was doing other things.
Stop it. Stop it. Behave
she
yourself.
She was mad. It's different. When she mad versus when she smiling, it's different.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Great show as usual. Which one of y'all think worse? Detroit Pistons fans or Miami Dolphins fans? Who's worse, the Detroit Pistons fans or the Dolphins fans? Because all two fans know their teams will lose, right?
That was so random.
But after keeps their fans motivated, I want my marriage to end up like their fans, no matter what they stick around.
I don't know who
around.
He's be around, because how much Detroit Pistons fans I personally don't know.
I
ain't seen a Pistons fan since Chauncey Billups was shooting trees, bro. I ain't trying to figure out who Pistons fans you be around.
I haven't heard about the Pistons in a positive light since Isaiah Thomas.
I can see you saying the Knicks or something. You don't say Isaiah, because they had a run with Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace and Sheed, them. Besides the Miles and the Pollard stuff, they had a good run. They was in the conference finals 4 years straight. That's when they was actually doing things. They keeping broad about the playoffs. Yeah. And just suffering that. But yeah. I know, but now they ain't do nothing in decades. So at least the Dolphins is making
like
playoffs
a new scrap
every
group.
2 years, 4 years.
The Dolphins, you know what I love about the Dolphins? The endless cycle of abuse.
I mean,
hype, disappointment.
Coming from
tears.
A Cowboys fan, I understand.
Hype.
It. I lived that life, sir. I lived that life. I can't talk about that aspect.
I think Detroit is worse. I think they're fine. If you had to think about it,
I still trying to figure out who's a Detroit fan in this day and age. Unless they
I mean, their readers are still
unless they grew up
semi-fold.
In the Bad Boy Pistons. Who really is a Detroit fan?
Here,
that's what I trying to figure this
if
out.
If you're a Detroit Pistons fan, call in right now. 323-32.
Who hated Jordan enough to be a Detroit Pistons fan and state? After all his years of abuse. I just trying to figure this out.
If you're a Detroit Pistons fan, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259.
You know
or
funny?
You can text it at 422-4796. What's funny?
My mother was a Detroit fan.
No, she wasn't.
She was a Detroit Pistons fan. She loved Isaiah Thomas. She was a Detroit Pistons fan when I was growing up. Me and mom used to beef all the time. But she don't talk about them. So I try to figure who really is
who's
a Detroit Pistons fan.
She
didn't even rep teams because why? Where would you go after Detroit been so trash? Just if you want to stay loyal, just don't root for nobody. She wouldn't even talk about basketball anymore because they had nothing to talk about with Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's been in a bad way for a long time. And this stuff
they were in Flint Water.
You know what? They showed some life this season. They won games that they should still
I mean,
be in the time.
Every NBA team wins games they shouldn't. Every team. I remember when the Warriors was rolling and Philly processed with injured and Embiid, who wasn't playing. They sure he was a bust. They lose to flipping them. So I trying to figure it out. It all depends.
All right. This one is a shout out for Aaron, Guardian Radio. Give Miss Green a two-hour show, please. I love Aaron. And I think she would do great with a two-hour show. I'm not mad at that. Y'all think I'm going to hold back? I'm not salty. I support my Bahamian people. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive in more on our thoughts on the Will Smith, Ali versus Frazier debacle. That was a serious slap. We'll be right back. Guardian Radio AM.
About is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want, home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
morning, good morning. Welcome back, Guardian Radio AM. Jay and Kenny in your company this morning as we chop it up. Just a nice little breezy, light conversation. I had a text that just brought a real smile to my face. I'll go back. It says, between 11 and 12, Guardian sucks. But you know what the funny thing is? You're taking the time to listen, and you're texting.
I appreciate it.
So we appreciate you very, very much. You want to get into the conversation, 422-4796, 323, or you can call in at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Free agency coming up for the NBA, right? You got to look forward. We have to look forward. But we have the money to spend. Before we get to free agency. So we have another league that's going through free agency, the NFL.
Yeah.
Baker's market has shrunk.
I mean, he's a free agent, but you know what?
Team doesn't want him.
Nobody wants to take that money on for somebody that's not surely going to play. That's just the issue. We don't know if you're going to play, and we're not going to take ATM mil if we're not going to start you. That makes no sense.
That's true. So someone could restructure his contract?
So anyway, if Cleveland eats half of all the money, like on the Rams or they did with OBJ, just eat the money and just let him go, and then someone picks him up. But they're still trying to hold fate because they still don't know what happened with Watson. So you might have to keep a quarterback there.
So do they really, really expect that Baker is going to be grateful just to start because Deshaun might be missing for what?
You gotta look at it this way. It might not be what you want, but you gotta audition yourself that you are capable of playing so you can get a job. So either way, if that happens, at least you get a chance to show you can play so someone can
get
you.
I really feel bad for him, man.
I don't feel bad for him.
Why?
Because he was too cocky and it doesn't match his play. And if he was more humble, they would take chances on him. We got a worse quarterback.
Deshaun.
Baker.
They wasn't on the
got Tim Tebow factor, whereas he has distraction qualities.
Okay.
And the amount of fandom and the amount of attention he gets doesn't match the plate. So it's going to be hard for you to get a job if you're not supremely talented. It's different when you AB and you're a Hall of Fame caliber person versus a friend style level person, and you was already a number one pick. And you got all type of baggage with you. It's harder for you to keep a job. We got a quarter million players and they're getting jobs every year. That's the difference.
Okay, we got two texts. I see they either talking about Lamar and they talking about the Cowboys. This is going to be hilarious.
They're making him alone.
I think Will is a Bohemian. Yeah, I think the conk went to his head. Because he gave him an old cowboy in front of the crowd with no fear of being charged for assault. He from Fox Hill. Trust me on this. Listen,
When you reach a limit, you reach a limit.
I retired to bed, and I woke up, and I heard.
You were sleeping because the one day you would go sleep early. It was crazy. I was like, ooh.
He connected. He literally connected. That's crazy. I think he's been hanging out in the Bahamas too long.
Will Smith gave him a $5 fill-up, bro.
Morning, my sports brothers. Love this show. What's y'all take on Lamar Jackson's contract with the Ravens? I think
Lamar's going to get the highest bag in league history.
Yeah, he's going to make.
That's not a question. He was the youngest MVP.
Yep.
That's why he ain't worrying about getting signed right now. You can watch anyone get more bag. Watch the bag stock up.
Yep.
And then he could just go there and say, yeah, you see what he making? You know it better than him. Pay me right out. Simple as that.
Pretty much.
Simple
he
as that.
He has all the leverage. He's allowed even the
even if he get the franchise tag again, but 40 mil. So either way, you're getting that bag.
But I just don't want him. I don't want him to fumble it to allow the market to like.
I mean, he's not gonna fumble it. You need a quarterback. He was top 15 level. He was an MVP.
The Ravens won't let him walk.
The qualities he have, nobody else has.
Yeah, the Ravens won't let him walk. They're gonna pay that money,
especially because he had a quarterback compared to Lamar in their whole existence. So you got to do that.
All right, love you guys. Love the show. And your take on Mondays, I suggest you guys come on 9:30.
No, really want us to get the feed.
You really? That's disrespectful, though.
You really want us to get the feed.
If possible, you guys should have a Saturday show, but I love the show. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. This one says, tell Will Smith to try that mess with Dave Chappelle or 50 Cent. He wouldn't dare try that on a white man or Bradley Cooper.
I agree
Cooper,
with that part. I agree with that
the
part.
Love of his life.
I agree with that part.
What is up with their relationship? Are they friends, like best friends or something?
Who's that?
Bradley Cooper and Will Smith. I understood the Denzel Washington, Tyler Perry aspect of talking to him. But Bradley Cooper, it seemed very off-ish and very white-spleen-ish.
I mean,
I don't know.
Well, you know, they could be right on the side of each other's neighbors because, you know, that's
true.
Hollywood. So,
true.
Hey.
Y'all see that lady who was dressed light the Bahamian flag to the ball? Oh, who was dressed like the Bahamian flag at the ball? What was she thinking? I haven't seen the picture.
I haven't seen it either.
I can't speak on it. I did see a lot of our people representing well. Yeah. Like,
but that
really,
picture, I ain't too sure.
I don't know which one you're talking about specifically. I'll take a look at it probably later today. But yeah, I haven't seen that one. So back to Baker. So Baker, what happens with him? He's a backup now?
I mean, obviously right now, he's obviously the backup. Watson making like five times more than him, and he just reached. So he has to be
Who's without a quarterback right now?
Nobody. Atlanta signed Mariota. So
no, Mariota is their quarterback.
Panthers need a quarterback because they still injured. But
who went
Donald.
To New Orleans?
Jameis came back.
Really?
Jameis better than Baker, bro. Don't even try to make that face.
Is he?
I'm sorry.
Is he? Though?
He's a better thrower. He don't give us distractions as big as far as league wide. They was like 6-2 before he got injured. So don't do him like that.
Okay.
Yeah, saying. I need really been under the system, under Drew Brees and them. I need learning. So that's where I'm going.
Voice.
And that's fine. He's still better than them. Yeah, saying. Don't mind them picks in Tampa, but he's still better than them.
Okay, you guys, I totally believe that this was an orchestrated humiliation ritual between Will Smith and Chris Rock. Last ritual before receiving the award. Oh,
I ain't going that far.
The Illuminati conspiracy. You have to break yourself in order to get in there.
People love talking that
stuff. No, I watched King Richard, and I think this one, they couldn't keep him out. So he was going to win regardless. I think he allowed himself to fall into the trap that a lot of men fall into, allowing themselves to act a fool, defend the honor of a woman. And one of my first reactions, after laughing, I realized that it wasn't as funny because when you think about it...
You realize it wasn't funny because you realize it was actually not staged.
Right. And then... realizing the effects because he has a certain level of privilege because he has wealth. So Will Smith is going to be fine.
And he's loved everywhere on top of that.
His family is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
They're going to air it out. Chris Rock was decent enough not to press charges.
He just eat that and just kept it moving.
And he's probably going to be decent enough not to file civil charges. Because if it were me,
I
was going to let the police put hands on him.
Yeah.
And then I was going to take your bike.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, Chris Rock, next stand-up show, we're going to get that bag up that.
Yes.
I'm sure you're going to mention it, and you're going to get anyone trying to watch
Netflix
see what you really got to say.
Netflix and Hulu will pay him a bag.
He's a Netflix.
Yeah.
I will be quiet for months. I ain't seeing that. I'm posting nothing. It's a special.
Right.
And anyone can watch. And I can make that money.
I think Will was totally in the wrong, because look at the example it sets, right? Because you feel that someone that you quote-unquote love, feelings are hurt, over a very simple joke. I thought it was a simple little joke. Whether you think he punched down. It was okay. It was very mild. It wasn't spicy. She doesn't have cancer.
And it was low-key fitting of the situation.
Yeah.
Even though it was an issue.
It's open season on everybody.
Really
you're in the front
there,
row.
Like,
it's an easy one. It landed. He laughed initially.
And everyone knows when you're in the front row with a comedian there. Use the main dog because he's the first person you see.
Right. And he
walked
up to
him. Another thing I
got to
say. First of all, you don't even know Chris Rock really was the one to make this joke because he reading off a teleprompter.
They're writers.
Because it's an award show. The writers wrote that and he told a slot for writers writing that.
Yeah.
So he eating that from whatever writer wrote that. He had to eat that slot from that person.
But the example was horrible because you are showing young people or anybody that's watching, black, white, it doesn't matter, that you could choose this line if you feel offended. That's yeah. one. Then the apology was self-serving, right? Because you apologized to the academy, yeah. but not the man. It wasn't you personal. Actually embarrassed.
Yeah, it wasn't personal.
Right? And then you think everything is going to be smooth.
Yeah. I think it
set us back because of no course. Matter...
Because you know they could just have more narratives.
It's justification for the way that they think now.
Yeah.
No matter how much money you give them, no matter how much class they try and to portray like, that they
this
have.
This Will Smith, he's one of the classiest ones.
They just another Negro.
He's going on stage and do that. So that's how things are going to be. And I mean, you could have just catch him at the after party and give him that pay, and nobody probably would have seen that.
He has enough privilege to get in the room with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
To remove everybody and send, arrow their grievances. You could have sent
your
however.
Goons to Chris Rock like people actually do. Just send your goons to him and all. You don't do that. On it's live crazy. TV.
This one says that I'm a Detroit Pistons fan. Family.
Oh, wow. We found one.
Wow. They exist.
I wonder if that's the person he was talking about.
Someone, please, 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 please. This is our Lamar Jackson texter.
Okay.
Someone, please, 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 go find me, Unicorn. A Detroit Pistons fan.
Listen, that's crazy. I thought it wasn't Lamar left. I respect you, bro. You loyal. I respect you.
Okay, so... Good morning, Guardian Radio Manager. A sports talk show just does not sound right on this station on a weekday. Try Saturday mornings. Okay, thank you for your feedback, and I'm sure the management knows. But like I said, it's a politics station. They could talk about whatever. They could talk about science if they wanted to. That's what talk radio is.
I got another thing I'm supposed to say to you. How you feel about that man finally being free?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This one says, that person has to be lying about being a fan. Ask them from what age.
Hey, if you rep the Pistons in any age, I respect you.
Bro.
Because you just eating the males bro. And you hey, riding the diet.
It's not a bandwagon fan because they have nothing
going
like on.
They got ships here and there every decade or something. He's just riding it out and just being loyal. I respect it.
That texture has nothing to win. There's no prize.
I got
prize.
Nothing but respect for him.
Okay. Tyreek to Miami. Oh, boy. That should be exciting. Congrats to you, to yeah, Ms. Strawn. Also, Baker to Texans. Baker to the Texans.
I mean, they got a young quarterback who on an early rookie deal, so they might not do it.
And congrats to Braun for his 37,000 career points.
I mean, I ain't getting us no wins, though, but hey.
I mean, I know,
props
right?
to Braun still.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. This Dolphin thing, man. Like,
they're
like
out of control.
Is crazy, dog.
They're
like,
out of control.
I was getting texts and texts and texts and texts. Just, oh, yeah. I mean, they always say that, but now you could actually believe that because you got weapons galore.
And you
now,
know what?
The only question is that quarterback, like, what two are really going to do? This now or never now. I'm still looking like a noodle arm. You gone because they got two draft picks next year.
Okay, here's my prediction.
So if he don't ball this year, he gone. Guaranteed. They're going to get a quarterback. Maybe that one from Ohio State.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Else.
They're going to make the playoffs.
I mean,
and they're going to get bounced in the first.
They got a little weak schedule, so if they don't make the playoffs, everyone getting fired.
Even the coach who just
the
got hired.
The one who just recently got fired because they're spending that bread now. Tyreek getting number one receiver money. You don't use your weapon properly, and Tua don't do what he's supposed to do.
I know for sure
Tua could be gone.
Hype, disappointment, tears.
Trying to say they got that cowboy cycle now.
That's
I don't like
the,
it.
That's their cycle.
That's cool, though.
Y'all got a super cycle going on.
Hey, don't do that to me.
I mean...
At least you just get to the awesome more than them. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, but then
play
to do...
More than them.
But
I,
then
I
to do
that.
What, though?
Hey, ease up off me.
Then to do what?
Ease up off me.
It's nothing... Right? You know what? The worst thing... The worst fans and the Dolphins are Cowboys.
Don't do that, bro.
I think so.
Don't do that, bro.
I honestly think so.
Dolphin
if you agree,
fans, last time they was winning, we was just getting, like, formula... Powdered made for us being young as an official country that's independent. Okay? Don't do that to me. Do not do that to me. The 73, sir. 73.
Okay.
You know if I 73 years from here? How old it is?
Next year 50.
Okay then. You ain't winning how much years? Don't do that. Thank you.
When was the last time you guys won?
Hey, I was alive. That's all that matters. I saw it. I seen multiple.
Oh, my God.
If y'all could celebrate when Jordan was winning, I could do it, too. That's for them Bulls fans. But, hey, I want to ask you a question with Kyrie. How you feel? Are you full-time now?
I love it. You know what?
Because they did long enough with that clown rule.
You know what I love about it? As a person who got vaccinated, you know, we got vaccinated because we were spending a lot of money on the tests, right? We spent probably
PCRs wasn't easy,
but $5,000 on tests just traveling back and forth. I respect the fact that he stuck to his principle.
Yeah, I respect that aspect,
and I don't believe that people should be forced to take the vaccination.
That's facts.
I think educate them, provide the opportunity, try to persuade, and it is your body. And the fact that he was able to ride it out, as uncomfortable as it was, uncomfortable as the situation, I see a lot of international journalists now having to change their stance and take back because the pandemic has waned and the science has softened, the stances and the rules have softened, and now, in a way, he's been vindicated. Now, what can they do with the opportunity now that they have Durant and Kyrie available is up to them. And I think with a play-in, they're just as dangerous. That duo is sick. Okay?
Yes.
So it is what it is. I applaud him. I respect him. And it is what it is. This one is talking about Cooper. Good day. Is what Amari Cooper said true? Doc is the black Kurt Cousins.
First of all, that was a fake thing that wasn't real. That's disrespectful. Secondly,
because, it's not real?
No, it's not. That was not a real quote. And that's disrespectful because Doc actually wins in primetime games and Kurt Cousins doesn't. So I would not accept that. No.
Okay. No. Are you saying that because you're a Cowboys fan?
No, I'm saying that because he's been in primetime games and Kurt Cousins got the worst primetime record basically of all time.
What's his primetime record?
It's like 2-12. So you can't do that to me, dog. Oof. Like, no. Oof. They probably were like one playoff game in your life.
So, but okay. When is the Doc experience over in your mind?
What do you mean when it over? First of all, we had the number one offense. So why would it be over anytime soon if we produce points?
Yeah.
It's not going to be over.
So you don't think it's Doc?
And he just signed his contract.
You don't think it's Doc?
He literally just signed his contract.
Is it Doc? Or is it Jerry?
Get that money from Zeke and just get more weapons.
Oh, so you think Zeke needs to move on?
I mean, Zeke been falling off the last couple of years.
So it's Zeke. It's not Doc.
It's more so the running game being as strong as it was.
Okay.
And then the O-line got to change because you're getting older.
So you have an R problem.
I would not go that far because y'all got way more problems than that. Don't do that.
We addressing our
problem. Y'all got a quarterback problem. We don't got that.
Hold on.
The Giants?
Hold on.
We're talking about the Giants.
We have a quarterback question mark.
That's a problem.
And we have an exit strategy.
If your main player is a question mark, it's a problem.
Hold on.
Why do you think Deshaun Watson is aside Cleveland right now? Your main player was a question mark. I don't want to hear that. No.
Hold on now. The draft this year is not quarterback rich, okay? Next season, yes. We had to address our O-line first. We don't exactly know what
y'all
he can do.
I've been addressing y'all O-line from Eli was trying to win another ring, and I trying to figure out why.
But be fair.
Like, there's some new thing that's happening.
No,
y'all
be
defense
fair.
Ain't the
be
defense
fair.
Y'all used to have no more.
Hold on.
Do nothing for y'all.
I want you to be fair.
Y'all running back a cripple. What you talking about?
Be fair. Look at what the new GM and the coach did in this offseason. They started to address the O-line a bit.
Okay.
And they didn't get trigger happy and
you know
waste.
Why? Because you're in a cap room to get trigger happy because you spent all kind of money last year on receivers and other people who ain't do nothing.
Gettleman really screwed
okay,
it up.
Okay, thank you. We don't want to talk about the Giants no more. It's a waste of time. You're wasting time on air talking about the Giants, sir. Like y'all look fighting for last in the division.
You wasted your breath being a Cowboys fan.
Y'all fighting for last in the division and we winning the division. So why waste my
breath? You winning the division and never winning the title though.
Bro, we got more than y'all. What you mean never win the title?
Recently?
Stop it, please.
Recently?
Stop it, please.
Recently?
Stop it, please.
Recently?
Okay. You're winning and respectful.
We beat Brady how many times?
Let me tell you why.
How many times?
Let me answer your question.
How many times have we beat Brady?
Twice, but you want me to answer?
You know, but.
Yes, it is a but. You know why? When does Tom Brady lose Super Bowls? The marginal quarterbacks. Every time. He never beats quarterbacks that ain't marginal.
This is a good question. What other NFL team gives Doc
$40 million a year, $160 million in total. What other team?
At least 45 to 50% of them. You're not looking at the market right now. You see who's making money.
I know Seattle will give that up.
Kirk Cousins getting $30 million guaranteed, and he ain't better than Doc.
That's true.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Like, Doc money ain't even crazy no more. Like, you see what Deshaun making, and he ain't playing 2 years. Doc money ain't even crazy no more.
Doc need to call his agent. This person says that Chris Rock should have had Will Smith arrested last night and sued for damages. That behavior was typical black people behavior. Don't like something, just hit it. The Oscars is the biggest television night in the world.
I ain't going that far. It ain't no biggest in the world.
Okay.
Maybe,
okay.
But I feel. Don't say the world.
Okay, let me just say this. I agree. I think there should have been consequences of his actions because of the example that was set.
Yeah.
And I personally, if it were me, I know I have a bag too, but I was taking a piece of his bag because there needs to be consequences for the action.
Yeah, if I...
It can't be brother love turning other cheek. No.
I mean, his other cheek was falsely turned.
It was.
They turned his cheek for him.
It was.
I'm just saying.
He's racist because there's no way that a grown man walks up on me, smacks me in the face.
You do the open hand, Western style. He thought it was Wild Wild West again with the open hand.
That was a Loretta, bro. That was a Loretta Rollins. Wow. That was cold cut.
Listen, I'm just saying, right? Either I sue you, or you about to embarrass the whole black culture because you scrapping on stage.
No,
you know in between.
I think Chris Rock has a lot of class.
A lot of class.
Because, bro,
when it comes to being a high class comedian, you're gonna take some things. It happens.
Question to you guys, and calling to answer this one: if that was the other Rock, does he do that?
Oh, Tony?
No.
Oh. The Rock. Will was never going up there and doing that to The Rock.
If that was Dwayne.
First of all, we talking about Pookie here. You can size up Chris Rock and smack him and feel like he ain't gonna do nothing to you because you bigger than him. 5'11", like 150, and Will Smith like 6'3". So he can feel like he can just do that to him. You ain't doing that to you, your size.
Dwayne.
Hell no. You ain't doing that to him. Come on, man. First of all, The Rock probably would have seen that coming and cashed it with Ehan. On some Tano stuff or something.
Rock bottom like,
what
are you
trying to do? Like,
that's Rock. And then I would have looked stage if he had
He still might have had to see him in the backstage still.
All right. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine, man. You and your co-host. All right. Last night was terrible.
It was.
Why people think we are just like that? We quit the anger and hit. Mm-hmm. That was a terrible thing on national TV.
Yeah.
Now, Will Smith went to a little narcissist behavior.
Yeah.
He should have been arrested last night.
Yeah.
Or the bodyguard should drag him off that stage.
Yeah.
And ruin his night.
That's nuts.
And Chris Rock took it like a okay then. Me, I just say I'll see you in court. It's like that. In front of everybody.
Yeah.
I will see you in court, young man.
Yeah.
Like, he open slapped me.
Yeah.
And the money can cash it. Them sheriff was dragging with their last night like a normal black man. A typical, N-word.
Yeah.
Chris was out of order. I mean, that was unbehavior. It was a light joke.
It was a very light joke.
This is the first time she cut her hair. In fact, his daughter got a same kind of boy museum.
Yeah, a lot of people try to justify it, saying that she had just opened up about her struggle with alopecia. But my whole thing is, it's not cancer, bro.
I'm in G.I. Jane with a real movie, action movie, and she's so pretty with a bald head.
Yeah, she looked beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know where much was high or drunk.
No, he laughed at it initially, and then he saw her uncomfortableness and her embarrassment, so he decided
to
act up.
So this is time to be Superman?
Yeah.
I would have called the sheriff last night.
He thought he was Hancock.
This morning, he would have been bundled out of jail. He would have been arrested last night.
Yeah.
For after how many millions he got,
them
sheriffs don't play with nobody.
Yeah.
He would have been dragged over there, but he went to the Vanity Fair party. I carry on as usual.
Yeah, I saw him with a statue at Diddy's party.
Chris Rock got a man up and have him lock up. I don't care who he is. And set an example with the young people. Violence and hitting each other got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't stop hitting each other because our mother here, that's white people, they don't fight. They don't fight like
I ain't gonna say that. I am not gonna say that.
They have a less likely chance of doing it.
Do you know what is Oscar? Many Oscars that we've even been there. Will is the A-lister.
Yes.
Yeah. Now he's a D-lister like Kathy and the government. I mean, he's somebody that people like, I mean, that boys look up to.
And
he's cursing bad words.
Yes,
too.
Yes. He made it a lot worse with his tantrum after.
He was going in.
Order. Yeah. He assault somebody on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to make him an example.
Yeah, I
lock
agree.
Lock him up.
I agree.
He must be arrested.
And yeah,
I sued for that. Remember now, Chris Rock about the twist, you know. His face is twist.
Yeah, his mouth twist. I
so
agree.
So I'm gonna straighten it back up. I hope Chris Rock press charges. I hope. Now, let's say if that was a bigger comedian, would Will Smith would have tried him?
Nope.
I just say no, he would have never
highly
tried
doubt
that.
He did that because he felt that he could get away with it.
He's a little man. Yeah. He's a soft man. That was a real rapper. He wouldn't dare go on a stage and slap the wheel.
I don't even
man.
Think he would have tried it with Kevin Hart. Like, Kevin Hart and all. Like, just because.
No, he would have tried with Kevin.
Chris Rock frail.
No, he would have tried
Chris
with Kevin.
Chris Rock is frail. Kevin at least be in the gym, bro.
He would have tried with Kevin.
Kevin would have do something. I'd do it.
No, Kevin would have, buddy. Try to fight him back.
Kevin wasn't going to let that slide.
No, Kevin wasn't. Kevin is a real Philly guy.
That's Philly on Philly Grime.
I'll talk with your wife. I'll put my cell phone right there and then I'll call 911.
Yeah.
Officer, please come arrest this man. He assaulted me. And you know, dumb sheriff don't play with no.
All right. Thank you so much. Winding down, if you want to get in on the show, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Definitely agree with the call.
I thought he was on Suicide Squad again, man. That's
like, yeah, I agree with you. Will Smith really thought he was on the set of Hong Kong.
He thought he was Hong Kong. He was open hand.
I would have made all kinds of jokes using August after that slap. I would have got in.
I'm waiting for the special.
Okay, that's what it is. I don't think that was typical black behavior. Englishmen do it all the time when they've been disrespected, though I don't agree with what Will did. Okay? Yeah, I think the typical aspect of it plays into the narrative, and that's the unfortunate aspect of it, that his actions played into the narrative, and his privilege is protected him from the consequence. That's the issue, because now young people have seen that this is acceptable and they could get a bligh, when that's not the reality. Okay? He lives in a bubble. He's going to be fine, and his family is going to be fine, and everybody else is going to pay for his actions. Say that award show was boring as hell until last night.
I mean, people don't really watch the Oscars no more.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, they get some type of light from it, but it ain't the type of light they wanted.
This one says, if Steve Harvey had made that joke, I'm sure Will would not have reacted.
Oh, no, he ain't trying Steve. Bro.
No, Steve
he's
is
not
OG.
Trying Steve.
Rock would have said what Chris Rock said, but we all know Will would not have done that.
No chance.
Nope. This one says, can you ask the DAC apologists, Cooper, Lamb, Schultz, Zeke, Bullard, above average O-line, best CB in the NFL, Marcus Lawrence,
he's not the
Parsons,
best CB in the NFL.
13 okay. sacks and Gregory. If DAC is elite, why can't he win a playoff game with all this help? Mr. Apologist, you're
first of all, you know, most quarterbacks got all type talent and can't win playoff games. I just lose big games.
We're
like
talking
Aaron
about
Rodgers.
Prescott.
I'm explaining myself right now while I got a little piece of time left. You gotta understand this, right? Understand this. Them dudes wasn't getting open against San Francisco. San Francisco eat the MVP. So if you want to talk with me, talk with that too.
Oh, so you got...
And San Fran had the Rams
look at the full
as well,
picture of
and Jimmy
excuse.
G just happened to just choke that game. San Fran had the Rams, who's the champs, beat too.
Look at the
Were they not down to them?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so why are you making it seem like we lost to some chumps when they beat the MVP, they had the Rams down, and we actually had a closer game than the MVP had? I'm trying to figure this out.
Did he answer your question? Did the apologist for Doc Prescott
and
answer
we don't have
question?
The best CB in the league.
Who does?
He makes gambles. It works and it doesn't work.
Who has the best CP in the league?
Alexander from Green Bay better than him, first of all. Lattimore better than him.
Sure.
I could say J.C. Jackson better than him. We just go into the Chargers. There's a lot of people. He just doesn't make plays, but he ain't the best. He don't lock you down.
Hmm. So, with the consensus, Will Smith is wrong. Chris Rock is right. Kenny is a doc apologist. And I'm just at the doghouse with the Giants. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We really, really appreciate all the texts. Appreciate the caller. The Revolution with Juan McCartney is up next, followed by the news. Guys, have a great day. The Royals are gone and the sunshine is back. Let's have a great week.